Hi, I'm Vince DiPaola, senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day. Do you ever struggle with worry? Most people do. It's amazing how many people struggle with worry. Well, I want to tell you the story of a man who solved and cracked the problem of worry. And everybody knew him to be a worry wart and to worry about everything. And one day, he came across a friend, and a friend said, hey, John, you know, I notice you don't worry as much as you used to. Is there a secret to that? And he said, yeah, there is, in fact. He goes, well, what is it? How come you don't worry anymore? He goes, I hired a professional worrier. He goes, really? I didn't know there was such a thing. He goes, absolutely, professional worrier. I pay him money, and every time I worry about something, I just give it to him. He charges me, and I don't worry anymore. He takes it. And he goes, you're kidding me. You give him all your worries and you pay him? He goes, yeah. He goes, he charges a lot, but he takes it all. And he goes, well, man, how do you afford to pay a professional worrier? He goes, I let him worry about it. And there's something good about that, that the one who takes John's worries is the one who takes care of what it costs to take care of the worries. What a picture of Jesus Christ. Think of Jesus Christ as your professional worrier. Now, I don't want to lead you into any bad theology. God doesn't worry. Nothing bothers God. But he's your professional worrier in the sense of he takes your worries from you. And I get that because of Matthew 6:25-34. Very classic passage right in the heart of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Implied answer, of course. Verse 26, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Jesus is making the case for why he can make the opening proposition that we don't have to worry, that we should not worry about anything. Verse 28, why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, Israel's third and opulently rich king, in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? God is the one who takes care of you. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? He's summarizing everything he said. For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But here's the clincher. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's the process of hiring Jesus as your professional worrier. Seek his kingdom. What does that mean? Instead of worrying about yourself, focus on God's best. That's his kingdom. When God says seek his kingdom, one day I believe that Jesus will set up his earthly kingdom at his second coming. And what he's saying is, if you're a Christian, you're going to rule and reign with Christ over the citizens who survived the seven-year tribulation and enter the kingdom. He goes, and when you do that, you will rule with him one day. Go start living as if you're living there today. And then he says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. So seek to live right, and he will add all these things. In other words, stop focusing on your anxiety. Give it to the professional warrior. Start focusing on the things that are eternal. Look at the promise. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So here's my question to you. What are you worrying about? What's bothering you? What's got you anxious? What's got you nervous? What's frustrated you? Give it up to the professional worrier. Seek his kingdom first. Do things that add to his kingdom. Do the right thing, the righteous thing, and give your worries to the professional worrier and let him take it for you. I hope that'll help you because I know it helps me. I'm Vince DiPaola, the senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day.